Jerry Womack, who's got more than one hat when it comes to getting things done in labor in Southern Illinois. Jerry, how are you this morning, Chief?
I'm great, Tom. How are you?
Good. You know, I want to be honest with you, Jerry. Something happened to me a couple of weeks back. Friday afternoon, I'm reading a press release from the governor's office about this six-year, $42 million, billion-dollar plan. And the money is not what stood out. And I'm not saying it didn't. Once I looked at 6 years, it started making more sense. But the first thing I thought was, how's Jerry going to find the people to do this in Southern Illinois? It is in every county, and finding people. And I know that's been a task for you, and it looks like more is coming your way while you're still – is treading water wrong, Jerry?
We're treading water, and, you know, so far we've been fortunate enough to be able to cover the work within the area. But we are every single day, Tom, it's recruiting. We're at job fairs. We're, you know, on different media outlets, you know, anywhere and everywhere we can be, we are advertising and looking for applicants to come apply for our apprenticeship program.
All right. Now, school year, a lot of times you would see the end of a high school or the season for juniors, seniors, whatever, if they're old enough, you would see kind of a run for the door. I mean, there was a one point where, you know, it was not uncommon to just say, no, we don't have room. It's the exact opposite now. There's been such a profound swing. I don't know, how do you explain that to people, how profound this has been, this change?
Well, here's how profound. Recently, we petitioned the Federal Department of Labor to change the eligibility requirements to come into the apprenticeship. A lot of high school kids, or there's a group of high school kids, when you graduate, you're still 17 years old. And so they would have to wait under the normal rules until they're 18, sometimes going into the fall or winter after graduating from high school, before they could apply for one of these apprenticeships. Well, we got that rule changed with the laborers just about 3 weeks ago. So now if you graduate this spring from high school and you're 17, you're able to apply under this new special guideline through the Department of Labor to apply the apprenticeship program, just so that we are, you know, if a young person's interested by high school and they fall into that category, they're not getting lost for six, you know, seven, 8 months. You know, they're able to get started as soon as they graduate.
Now, this is a question for you personally here on this. Now, you took a position in, Governor put you on a labor panel, correct?
Correct. I'm on the Illinois Department of Labor Advisory Board, so it's an advisory board to the Illinois Department of Labor.
Is that how you were able to get these standards changed, by bringing this subject
no,
up?
No, this is actually done through our apprenticeship and training program on the national level.
Okay.
Through the Federal Department of Labor.
All right. So, you know, if there was a message for the people in Springfield in labor, is there something more that can be done when it comes to successfully recruiting, or is this really more about culture?
You know, I think it's mixed bag. This isn't a Springfield needs to solve it problem. This is actually, it's not a problem. It's a good opportunity. What we need to do is just keep telling the story that there's opportunity available. And it's not just with the laborers. It's any trade in construction. And these jobs are good paying, family sustaining jobs with benefits that are here in Southern Illinois. And with the federal infrastructure, you know, plan that came out a couple years ago, Rebuild Illinois 1.0, I call it, that came out 4 or 5 years ago under, you know, Governor Pritzker. Now the 2.0 with another $42 billion, making it, you know, now the most historic spend on infrastructure in the state's history for the second time. Mm. If you're willing to, you know, get up, put the boots on and show up and go, there's people that are willing to train you, teach you, and they need you.
Now, here's the thing. I grew up with laborers my entire life since I was a kid. I had friends that were sophomore, junior. They were doing internships, you know, in St. Louis and things like that and coming back home. And there was always a certain level of criticism. And, you know, of course, everybody complains about their job to one extent. Never heard them complain about money. Okay. One, they were like, holy cow. But I did hear talk about seasonality and being away from home. Now, you talked about that being a way thing. I mean, people that had to get up at, you know, 3 to get somewhere and then getting home till 10 and do that Monday through Friday or Saturday, hanging steel in Nashville and driving every day. But
right.
Seasonality and saying, look, yeah, you make a lot of money because 3 months out of the year you don't work.
Right. What we're seeing, you know, and that's, you know, construction work is seasonal, and you know, there's times with rain or weather, things can't be done. But there's so much pressure on what's already, you know, you drive anywhere in Southern Illinois and you know you're going to run into road construction. Those projects have to get done. There's a timeline on those. And if not, you know, there's penalties put in place that, you know, the contractors and others have to.
Well, I was talking to one construction company. He says, yeah, there's penalties if you're late, but we're not going for the late. We're going to get done early, and there's a bonus for finishing quicker.
There is that, too. And then they know that when they're done there, they've got two and three more places they need to be. And so, again, it goes back to, you know, recruitment and retention. You know, when things would get slow in the past, which wasn't that long ago, you know, it's easy for someone to say, hey, I'm not able to sit at home through these winter months and wait on work. That's really not the case. If someone is really, you know, honestly wanting to go out, work hard, and try and learn, these companies will find a way to keep you employed.
Yeah,
the opportunity is there, Tom, but, you know, a lot of it goes back to the individual. You know, we can create all the opportunity in the world, and there's more now than in a generation. You've got to show up and do the work.
Yeah, you still got to swing. Somebody's got to swing the hammer. Not everybody gets to stand on the side and talk about it. Because here's the thing, that outside looking in, and I think there's a preconception. We're speaking with Jerry Womack, Local 773. Now, here's the thing, Jerry. I think people, and myself included, say, well, it's only road construction. And that's all they're doing. And that is probably the single biggest misconception.
Yeah. No, there's pipeline work going on in Thompsonville. They're building the, you know, the Starbonds project. You look at 13, all the restaurants going on. You know, they're starting the ball fields by the pavilion. There's the multimodal in Carbondale, you know, is on. There's a new fire station in here, and you just drive around and look. There's just as much vertical building going on as the horizontal stuff. And then, you know, Ameren's got a lot of going on with on their gas side.
Yeah, I think I read one of the rural electric cooperatives was, I think, putting up all new poles or something like that.
Yeah, and now with, you know, with everybody seeing what's coming out of the Inflation Reduction Act, which, you know, is kind of a weird name for basically another infrastructure type plan. All the solar that's coming to Southern Illinois. I know IDES, they're putting on a job fair over at Southeastern College, looking for folks to work solar for, and that solar is going to become here in Southern Illinois in the next few years a bigger industry. And there's we're working on some deals now with some big time companies to bring some huge solar farms to parts of Southern Illinois, which would require even more people. And you know, highway work, like you said, that's not for everyone, but solar work, it's really not. It's really not that difficult.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things that are being built out there, and it's not just pouring concrete at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Route 13. You've done this. I've known you for 30 years, I guess. Probably a little more, come think about it.
It's happened somehow, yeah, that the time does go.
Despite, I realize it's longer than I even thought about till it came to mind. And here's one thing about this. I've known you. You're a pretty intense guy. You're a focused guy. You're a self-disciplined guy. Were you that way before you started working in labor? I mean, how if you were going to explain to somebody from your personal experience why this is a career and a good one, what would you say then?
Well, say again, a lot of it, you have a lot of control in your destiny and your future in this industry. So, you know, I started as an apprentice, you know, taking classes, learning, working for various contractors, learning from the older workers on the job and the contractors, and just, you know, those skills, no one can take those skills away from you. And, you know, you build on those and take them and advance, and the opportunity to move up to be a project manager or superintendent or, you know, run your own company or you get involved in the safety aspect or engineering side of things. I mean, it's whatever, you know. You say construction, that just does not do it justice. I mean, if you're willing to show up, learn, and expand and grow, there's no telling where you end. There's absolutely no telling where you end. I like building.
I like building because it has more than one connotation, because you can build anything. You know,
there's nothing wrong with going out and pouring concrete every day, because, you know, you're going to start with, you know, some dirt, put the rock down, get the forms up, you know, and then you see the finished product. So you can see your project from start to finish, and there's a lot of a lot of satisfaction in that type of work. So, I mean, there's, it's whatever, whatever you're interested in, there is opportunity, and there are people and contractors that are dying for you to come and help them grow and take care of the work they have on the books and what's coming.
Men and women both.
Men and women, yes. Here's the funny story. You know, we started a high school program a number of years ago, and we talked about it on your show in the past, where we bring juniors and seniors into our training program 5 days a week, 2 hours a day. They learn most of the classes in the apprenticeship program by the time they graduate high school. What we're seeing now in our interviews, Tom, is the moms and dads of these high school kids that have graduated from our program are working. They're bringing some of their checks home, and mom and dad are looking at these things saying, now, what exactly are you doing? And now they're coming through. Now we have the children of some of our of the parents of some of our members are now coming in and getting into the industry because of the opportunity they see what their kids are doing. So, I mean, it's this thing's full circle.
The nature of opportunity is another word that opportunity should always be spelled in all caps with an exclamation mark, I think. All right, Jerry Womack's joining us, Local 773. Jerry, right now, somebody's listening. They got a 17-year-old son, a 30-year-old daughter, a 40-year-old whatever, whoever it is. They've never done this. They're thinking money, because who doesn't? It's not always number one, but it's right up there, two and three.
Got to pay the bills.
What do they do? If they're interested, they've heard this today. Who do you reach? You go to John A. Do you reach out to the local?
No. If you're interested in joining the Laborers Apprenticeship Program, you go to www.illaborers.org, or you can go to www.local773.com. It's our website. There's links on both that takes you to the application process. We're out here across from the Williamson County, from the Veterans Airport in Williamson County. You know, you can stop by, ask questions, give us a call. We're ready to talk to you.
Jerry Womack, Local 773. Hey, Jerry, thanks for your time, pal.
No, thanks, Tom, and hey, and congratulations on your work anniversary.
Oh yeah, 27 years.
Yeah.
I wonder how much money I'd have in the bank if I'd worked over in your industry. Spent a lot of time thinking about that, Jerry. Thanks again, my friend.
No, thank you, sir. Thank you.